principal wants to see you. Principal's really mad. He said, come to his office.
95.5 KLOS, Southern California's rock station.
He says you're tardy.
It's Kevin and Sligo in the afternoon.
Yeah, I'll say that, though.
Stay away from the 405.
No, I love the 405.
Oh, my God, what a nightmare.
Well, it's so fun to sit out there and just stare at the pavement for hours on end.
And then everybody takes Sepulveda. So Sepulveda's stopped.
Yeah, Sepulveda's useless.
Yeah, it's just...
Do you know about the tunnel that goes under the mountains? And you can just... Actually, I gotta show you this video. It's the most insane thing. Only in China, someone dug out this tunnel that just whiplaps around, goes all over the place. You could drive your car one way through it. And it's just rock. And it takes about 3 minutes, and the video shows
you.
Yes, it goes to the other side of the mountain.
Huh.
And it's insane. And I would totally do it. It's like so creepy.
I know El Chapo had some of those.
It's all these switchbacks, and it's, you know, you can only get a little car inside of it, but it's a normal road driving up to it, and then all of a sudden.
Needed that
and that's
so
what we
bad
need.
Today.
Yeah.
So badly,
that's
yes.
What we need. We also need one American dollar.
All right.
Yeah, you need to win a buck. So, good luck to you.
All right, what's the topic?
Marvel, and specifically Marvel, superheroes with the most powers and abilities. You're a big fan of superheroes,
powers
right?
And abilities.
Yeah. You know,
interesting.
They don't just, like, you know, look in people's clothes and see what they're wearing underneath or
right.
Something. They don't just do that. They don't fly around and that's it. They've got a few of them. By the way, one American dollar brought to you by Yamava Resort and Casino in San Manuel. Spend one American dollar at Yamava. Maybe you'll become a millionaire. Visit Yamava.com.
So, like, this is not a guess, but Iron Man would not have a lot of powers because he just has the suit.
There you go.
Right?
That's a fine, fine example. Yes.
So, should that be a guess?
I don't know. Should it?
I don't know.
Because that isn't, you know, I think that I would say, I'll give you this, they're inherent abilities. It's not like...
Okay,
you know,
so no, that's not
cheap.
A guess.
Yeah,
then.
Exactly.
I would say...
Six guesses to get four.
I would say Thor.
Thor. Thor.
Because he has the hammer of the gods.
Yeah, woo!
What?
Oh. That's going in the fail.
He's not on that list?
No, once you hear it, you'd be like, oh yeah, oh yeah, all right, okay. It's always that way, isn't it? And
yes,
you're really sure with Thor, of course, right?
Doctor Strange has a lot of powers.
Doctor Strange is on
yes.
The list. In fact, he's got dozens. It's the only one they talk about him having dozens.
Is that right?
Yeah, it's not really a list of, you know, 1 to 10.
Right.
But
it's just 10
of them that,
gotcha.
That have the most, by far. By fart.
The most... Does it mean, like, if somebody has one talent that's overwhelming,
yeah,
like the Hulk?
No, it's like more than, you know, more than one.
It's the number of powers.
It's kind of the number of powers and abilities.
Wow, so. That's difficult.
Yeah.
So not the Hulk. Captain America? No. Miss Marvel, or whatever. Marvel.
What?
It's Lady Marvel. I forget her name.
Lady Marvel. You're right.
Yes.
Yes. I didn't want to give
what
that
What is
to
her
you,
actual name?
Captain Marvel.
Captain, thank you.
Captain.
Wow.
Captain.
Lady.
She's no lady.
All right, so I got two.
You got two. You're not doing too bad. You got the two of the most. I'll tell you that.
Because she has the lasers that come out of her
she's
eyes.
She's crazy, man. You
who
know,
else has
I dated
that?
Her a few times, and she was
who
like
else
lasering
that?
My
another guy has that laser that come out
time.
Of his eyes.
Like, my eyes actually melted staring at her one night. It was kind of great, and she didn't even pick up the
you're
bill.
You're not helping me.
Oh, sorry. That is my goal. That's for sure.
Who else? The Mirror Man. The man, the mirror
oh,
guy.
Oh, that song by Human League? Mirror
he
Man?
Yes, he has the eyeballs that can... Shoot lasers out.
He is so cool.
That is come
not on.
On
our list. You're at the wire here now. You got to get the next two right.
I do?
Yeah, or you'll be punished.
I'm not going to get the next two.
You never know.
I don't think
you never
so.
Know. They're pretty, you recognize all of these. Well, maybe.
Well, Black Widow, I think, doesn't.
There's one that I don't know.
I don't think she has multiple powers.
And I don't even know them all that well.
You don't?
No, not really.
So Black Widow's not on there. Okay, so that's
I didn't
not
say
a guess.
That. I did not say that.
Wow.
Use your abilities and look at my little list I wrote here.
Wow.
From over on the other side of the room.
I don't know.
Ah. Just take another stab in the dark.
Another stab. I mean, I'll say
wild
Black
stab.
Widow,
oh!
But I don't think it's right. Yeah.
Sorry. No, all right. Well, here you go.
I'm not going to be able to do it.
And I got to get these out because this is the full list of what they have. Scarlet Witch begins our list.
Scarlet Witch?
Yes, she has reality manipulation and mental manipulation.
Okay.
Daredevil's got enhanced strength and senses.
Daredevil, I forgot.
Yep. Vision is the one I didn't
Vision,
know.
Vision, that's I don't the know one. Vision. That's the guy with the lasers.
Oh, so we should give that
so
to
I
you.
So I got that right.
Yeah. All right. But
that still didn't win.
No, exactly. He has intangibility, strength, and energy projection. Professor X. Come
on. Professor X.
Telekinesis and telepathy. Ant-Man.
Ant-Man.
Can enlarge and shrink objects and communicate with ants, which comes in very handy.
Well, that's true.
Uncles are useless.
I didn't even think of Ant-Man.
Wolverine has strength, durability, and enhanced healing factor.
Of course.
I think he's probably my favorite on
Wolverine
this list.
Makes sense.
I don't care for Spider-Man, but I was surprised you didn't
Spider-Man.
Say Spider-Man. Yeah, Spider-Man.
But does he have anything besides
enhanced senses, the strength, and web slinging, huh. So more than one. Ghost Rider, flame manipulation.
Ghost Rider,
yep.
Sure.
Super strength. The penance stare. Doctor Strange.
Doctor Strange.
Yeah, you got that one. And Captain Marvel, who can fly, who has strength, who has heat expulsion, and is just plain hot, man.
So I think I'm going to count that as a win.
All right, I won't give you a dollar. Yay!
Occasionally, we have to slow things down a little bit and ask the question, I'm sorry, what?
Oh, I'm sorry.
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 Sorry?
Sorry, what?
What?
Out of Portland, Oregon, a man in Oregon was legally declared dead by the Multnomah County Medical Examiner.
Oh, this guy's dead, man. Look at that. He's dead. Kick him if you want. He's
and
dead.
Found alive months later.
Oh, months later.
Yes, here's the report.
The medical examiner legally declared a Portland man dead, then discovered that man was very much alive.
Family of Tyler Chase say on September 11th, the Multnomah County Medical Examiner contacted them saying Chase had died of a drug overdose.
I'm not quite dead.
So the office contacts the family.
Yeah, you're loser, whatever.
And
died.
Said really
he's
bad
high.
News for you.
Yeah, he's dead, man.
Your son is dead.
He's done.
Multnomah County admits it wasn't until December 18th they realized an error had been made and contacted Chase and his family the next day.
All right, so that's 3 months
wow.
later. Wow. 3 months later, they contact his family and him.
What did they bear? What I don't understand. What happened to him? I mean, we're okay.
23-year-old Tyler Chase has been living in a recovery program for the last several months.
Oh, no.
That's why you can be hard to locate.
Sure. Absolutely.
If you're in a recovery place.
Very much. They even kind of discourage you from contacting anybody.
Yeah.
After struggling on the streets with substance abuse and not having contact with his family for several years.
Wow.
In an interview with Fox 12 Investigates, Chase says he learned of the issue when his food assistance benefits weren't active after he was approved for them in October.
Right here it says you are dead.
It was a shock to Chase.
Wait a minute.
Right,
I love that.
Right here it says you're dead.
That is probably one of my favorite quotes in a very long time.
Right here it says you are dead.
You know, you don't usually get to see that about yourself.
No, you don't.
Sometimes.
Right here it says you are dead.
So now he finds out he's dead because his food stamps basically won't work.
Right.
It was a shock to Chase, who still hadn't been able to track down his family. What Chase didn't know is that his family had received a formal death certificate.
All right, oh, no, and they framed it.
So now they sent an official death certificate.
Not one of those things.
To the family.
Right.
An official notification.
And
that your son is
cutting
dead.
You off from the universe as far as everything's concerned for the rest of your life. How do you get back into the system?
Yep.
And this urn full of ashes.
I'm sorry, what? Come on!
And an urn full of ashes.
So, just proof positive, they just dig into the little fire furnace thing and
what
bring out any ashes they find.
What is going on here?
That were actually a stranger's.
What?
The medical examiner's office sent a statement to Fox 12 Investigates admitting their mistake.
Oh, sorry.
That's nice. Hey, our bad.
Oops.
Sorry about that whole...
Hey,
ashes thing.
How you guys doing over there?
And promising a change in policy. Ah. The misidentification occurred because the deceased person was carrying Mr. Tyler Chase's wallet and his official temporary Oregon driver's license. Going forward, all individuals who are found with a temporary state-issued identification must also have fingerprints submitted for positive identification to ensure that this will never happen again.
Yeah, good luck with
that. Don't you think that happens anyway? Don't you expect them to do fingerprints?
Of course.
They just found a wallet.
Yeah, and
they went, wow, it's him.
That's definitely him.
What's happening?
And I mean, he had to have been in the system, so his fingerprints were definitely there. You know, the just go ahead and check him. But instead,
right here it says you are dead.
I love that guy.
You have one job.
Kevin, one of your chores is to walk the family dog, right?
Yep.
Is it bloody cold out or what?
It's quite cold, yeah.
I take her out late at night and it's freezing.
Yeah, I don't love it.
So this weekend, we're going to pretend it's summer. We're going to play a bunch of hot songs. We're going to play summer songs. We're going to play songs about summer.
We're just going to ignore the fact
we're going to ignore it.
All right.
And you're going to lie to yourself and say, hey, you know, it's pretty nice out.
I should put on my bikini.
Exactly. It's balmy. And we got tickets to those guys right there. Def Leppard, we're going to be handing out as well. They got some summer shows coming up, so we're going to give some summer concerts while we're playing all that music. Journey, Steve Miller, Offspring, all weekend long, starting Friday at 5 with us, actually.
We make ourselves feel better most of the time by pointing at other people and saying, hey, that guy's dumb.
That's true.
People are dumb when you're a dumb. Kevin and Sluggo, they ought to know.
A 25-year-old Canadian man had his driver's license for only 20 minutes.
That was what I was always afraid of when I first got it.
Before he was pulled over by police, who caught him drinking a beer.
Oh, come on.
In celebration of passing his driver's test.
I got my driver's license when I turned 16, that day, my birthday.
Right.
And I can see doing that. I probably thought about it. I mean, right, I wouldn't have done it.
But no. Most of us are too scared to do that.
That's true.
You're not comfortable enough yet in the car with your license and all that.
Yeah, but my friends were such bad influences. I'm sure they were like, I probably did get drunk that night.
Police caught him weaving in and out of traffic in a careless manner.
Oh, man.
And going 30 miles per hour over the speed limit.
Oh, come on. And he had just sat in a car with an instructor or whatever dude who said, yeah, you're doing good.
Yep.
You stop there, you're going the right speed.
After pulling the driver over, they discovered an open beer inside the vehicle.
Dude,
driver was charged with careless driving, novice driver with a blood alcohol level above zero, which is the law.
Right.
Driving with open liquor and several other offenses.
Right.
And here's the part where Canada just doesn't get it.
Yeah.
The offending driver's license was suspended for 30 days.
What?
That's it.
What?
Dude got his license 20 minutes later, was pulled over drinking.
Just yesterday
we found swerving and speeding.
And just yesterday we found out prostitution is legal in Canada.
Right?
We're moving to Canada, dude. That's all there is to it. Punk rock. We're going to play nothing but punk rock on Gimme 5 today. I'm really looking forward to that.
I've never seen you so charged up.
Oh, man, I love me some punk, man. And I can't believe we've never thought to do just a whole bunch of punk rock songs. Do that at 5 o'clock. So what do you have in mind? I'm leaning old school. You know, a lot of people were suggesting some of the new stuff, like the always cool Noodles and his Offspring pals.
Right.
But I'm thinking, like, you know, the 70s stuff and
sure.
Early 80s.
Why not?
That starts at 5.
Yesterday, we did a story about a guy who stole a rooster.
Oh, yes. Off a church.
Off the top of a church.
Kevin, can I ask you a question?
In April of 1999 in France.
Who steals things from a church?
Only the people that are going to hell. And he returned it. Just recently returned it.
After all those years.
Apparently he was drunk and he was embarrassed, so he just put it in his basement.
Forgot about it.
Didn't want to claim it at the time because he was drunk.
Yeah, I mean, I mean, imagine going down to the basement every once in a while and seeing that and being reminded. I mean, it's not something you usually do, get wasted and steal stuff from churches.
So 25 years later, he goes, you know what?
I'm going to return this.
Here it is.
And he did, you thought he was going to get busted, right?
I did. Yeah, I thought so because he used his credit card to ship it. And so they traced back the credit card and they knew who it was.
But it turns out it's a statute of limitations
is 6 years. So
something
he's good.
So tiny. They didn't even care. They're like, why didn't you just keep the stupid rooster?
Right, which is what I was thinking.
Weird things you stole.
And still have.
Yeah.
Or didn't give back for a long, long time.
We had a 818-955-KLOS. What's something weird you stole that you had forever? I had a roommate. And in Arizona, there was a highway down south of Phoenix, Highway 666.
Mm-hmm.
And it was a big shield, you know, those giant signs.
Right.
They went down there. They tore down that giant shield. And I had that in my house for quite a while. It was a roommate of mine for a while.
I've taken a few signs.
I love those. Did you?
Too, yes.
Oh, really? What else have you stolen, Kevin? What other things have you stolen?
Listen, I don't have a list. It's not like I sit there and go over. The only thing is that I have to stare at that traffic cone.
Which came from a church parking lot.
Which was at a church parking lot that I thought I needed one day for a bullhorn.
And it brought right in here to the studio.
Yep.
And how many people have died, you know, because that cone wasn't there? They probably
they had extra cones. They had excess cones.
If only
cones.
There was a cone.
Excess cones.
So, all right, so you steal traffic signs that might save people's lives.
I've never,
traffic cones.
I don't think I ever stole a sign that would save someone. It's not like I stole a stop sign
right.
or anything.
Right. Or was it?
I don't remember.
I never really took anything. I had a friend who used to steal stuff all the time. He kind of got me in trouble going, yeah, Doug gave me all this stuff. When I was like 12. And he's like, cover for me, bro. I gave him that.
I stole all that.
So I just never really cared.
I can't think of anything big that I stole or important.
What about that car? No, you just never.
No, I took that right back. 818-955-KLOS.
There's truth to that, folk.
Things you stole. 818-955-KLOS. Did you know that the IRS wants you to claim stuff you stole?
Oh, you know what?
Someone told me that one time.
Yes, I remember hearing that at some point.
You're supposed to claim it as income.
Yeah, so
because you stole it.
So if you stole a Learjet, you have to put it on your tax return.
Right. You know, for those of you that stole a Learjet.
And I'm sure they never ever, you know, call the cops or anything. Hey, these guys, he's so stupid. He told us we stole Learjet.
We are talking about things you stole. You have a story?
When I was, in high school, so many moons ago,
yeah.
I had a friend that worked at a store in outside of Knott's Berry Farm, and he let a bunch of us go in, and we just loaded up on stuff, and he pretended like he rang us up, and so I got, like, a Snoopy blanket, I got coffee mugs. Shirt.
And that's kind of a nice friend. I mean, it's the wrong thing to do.
Just kind of one of everything?
I know. At the end of the day, I feel bad about it.
Do you still have any of it?
Yeah. The coffee mug I got from my dad with his name on it.
You got a coffee mug with your dad's name on it. That is terrific.
Yeah. Thank you for calling.
KLOS, hello.
Hey, I was actually going to talk about a bass guitar that is technically not mine, but still in my possession. So I guess I count as stealing.
Okay, how'd that happen?
A friend of mine had a roommate who was big into all kinds of media stuff, editing, music writing, you name it, and he spent a lot of money on stuff. Ended up letting me borrow this bass guitar just to mess around with in practice. You know, a year goes by and I'm holding on to it, just not really thinking twice about it. Next thing I know, my friend's roommate has apparently dissolved into this weird conspiracy theory spiral.
He's going
off the deep end, going crazy. So then they basically are no longer in contact anymore. And now I'm sitting here going, I think I still have the dude's bass.
And I don't really want to contact this freak of nature, so I guess it's mine.
Right. I don't need to hear another, theory about what's wrong with the world, and it's just, a lot of nonsense.
Sure. Yeah, no, you're doing the right thing.
Yeah, absolutely.
I like to practice every now and then. It's fun to play.
Gotcha. All right, thank you.
Right on. Thank you for calling.
KLOS, hello.
Hi. Are you guys still talking about the weird stuff people stole?
Yes.
Okay, so this is kind of a bad story, but I was in Belize touring the ruins down there.
Oh, no. Yes.
Ancient Mayan ruins. I know.
Oh, no. Right? Yeah.
So, and they tell you don't take anything, not even a grain of sand, blah, blah, blah.
Only take pictures and leave everything or whatever.
Yes. Because the British, it's a British territory, they go down there and they excavate and they leave the excavations all open and undone. And to the weather.
Right.
So they're very, very upset about that. But I see these beautiful little shards on the beach of like this glass. So of course I pick them up. I'm like, I'm taking these. These are beautiful. Turns out they're from the ruins and they use those, the ancient Mayans use them for bloodletting.
Oh my God. Wow. That sounds like the beginning of a horror movie.
And I've got to tell you, I've had like the worst luck in my life.
You deserve it. Like,
I know. And people are like, you got to send those back. They're like, enough is enough.
Agreed.
I don't agree. Keep them.
Have you seriously thought about sending them back?
See what happens. Keep them.
Yeah, I know. People are like, remember what happened with Greg Brady on the island? I'm like, oh my God, yeah. And I still have them in this little box. And I'm like, man, if anybody's going to Belize, please let me know and just drop them back on the beach.
Remind me never to travel with you.
I know.
Yeah, right?
It's just been, you know, superstitious, but oh man.
Yeah,
that is awesome. That's perfect. Thank you so much for calling. 818-955-KLOS.
You stole something.
You still have it.
Talking about you stole things. What kind of things did you steal?
I had something stolen from me, and this was this last Sunday.
Okay, what was it?
I was at McDonald's, and some guy snagged my iPhone off the table and ran off with it. So he forgot to turn off my phone, and by an act of God, my son was able to track it.
Aha!
So we screamed over into this random neighborhood, and he was sitting outside eating.
Wow, awesome.
Threw open the gate, the security gate that was between us. It wasn't latched. Put my knee against his head and told him I was going to put his head through the wall. He didn't give me the phone, and he looked at me like, how in the living hell are you at my apartment?
Love it. Love it.
That's so pretty great.
He gave me the phone, and then he kind of slipped away from me. So I took his McDonald's and threw his bike in the wash.
Well done.
That's awesome, man.
Thank you for calling. KLOS, hello.
Hey, how's it going, guys?
Good, thanks. Things you stole.
Okay, so my late friend and I went to one of those parking lot sales.
Yep.
And we were picking up some tools and stuff, and one of the associates was helping us. And so after we got everything loaded up into my car, they go, is there anything else? My friend Turner goes, yeah, that camping stove. He says, okay.
Ah!
The associate basically gave us a 5-finger or 10-finger discount.
Wow.
On that. I didn't realize it until after.
Did he know it?
No, he clearly didn't, right?
No, he didn't, but I asked my friend, goes, did you just pay for that? He goes, really? Did I pay?
I mean, you know, if they're going to ask, is there anything else?
I would have been tacking stuff on every time.
See, you are a thief. I knew it.
Give me some power tools.
Oh, yeah. Don't forget your wife.
He just got the camping stove for free, and he used it for like 10 years.
That's classic. Thanks for calling, man. 818-955-KLOS.
Things you stole. We have time for a few more calls.
Yeah.
On you stole things. What was it?
I was with my best friend and her mom at a mall. We went to a department store, and me and my best friend were stealing some clothes, and I was taking the tags off with my teeth. And we were walking out the department store, and, you know, I got tapped on the shoulder. My best friend's mother was retired sheriff.
Don't!
And she pulled the badge out.
Oh!
And we went down below the basement, you know, and where the police were and all that. And they got in trouble because they were not supposed to be watching us dress.
Ah, that's a good twist on it. So
because they said, well, she was taking the tags off with her teeth. She goes, how do you know that?
Interesting.
So,
yeah.
You go to dressing rooms at a department store. I would be careful, women.
Oh, I always think that because, you know, I'm just so hot. People have to watch me change.
It was. They knew exactly what I was doing.
Yeah,
that's funny. Thank you for calling.
KLOS, hello.
Hey, how's it going, guys?
Good, thank you. We're talking about things you stole.
I got two things. One is just a goalpost.
A full-size goalpost from a football field?
Yeah, from a football field. We actually stole one, and it was in my backyard for like 12 years, and my dad never knew about it. And then when we sold the house, the guy who bought the house called my dad. He's like, what the hell's with the goalpost?
And you're like, what goalpost? That must have shown up after we left.
Exactly.
All right, what's the other story?
I grew up in New York, and when I was like 16, we moved to Alabama. My parents went back to New York for Christmas one year, and they left me alone at the house. Now, I had met a bunch of locals around there. And my parents left me some money for food, but of course we blew that on alcohol and all kinds of other stuff. So we were trying to figure out what we were going to do for Christmas dinner. So we all went out hunting, and nobody ended up coming back with anything. So one of the guys that was hanging out with us said, man, give me your truck. I'll be back in 10 minutes. So we're all sitting at the house, and all of a sudden we hear, boom. We're like, oh, he got something. So he turns around, he comes back to the house, and he says, man, I got something in the truck, but we need to back it up and put it in the garage. I said, man, what the heck did you do? He said, well, I went and shot one of Chunk's calves, which was the farmer who lived right up the road. So he backs the truck up into the garage. There ain't no calf in there. It's a 600-pound cow.
Oh, my God.
No. And you're supposed to butcher it and eat it?
We had a guy who's a chef. So he decides he's going to clean this thing and skin it, but he needed a place to do it. So we laid out all these plastic bags on the garage floor, and we had an attic in the garage. So we took a piece of wood and tied a rope to it, and we strung this thing up, and we had it hanging in the garage. Well, the guy who he stole the cow from decided to come check on us at the house. So he pulls up in the driveway, and I got the garage door open because I didn't want to stink up the garage.
Right.
And I got this cow hanging from the freaking rafters in the garage. So we closed the garage door real quick. About 6 weeks later, he comes over. He says, hey, man, you see anybody near my property recently?
No. Nope.
No, Chunk. What's the matter? He said, man, one of my damn cows is missing. I said, I don't know what to tell you about.
Don't know that, nothing about no cow.
But I ate good last Christmas.
Oh, man, I'll tell you what, yeah, we ain't good at Christmas. I don't know nothing about no cow. Give it
five. Should have had him do a punk version of this for today.
All right. That would have made sense.
We could have been screaming and freaking out. So usually it's Give Me Five, but today's batch of songs are going to be pretty short. Punk songs, for whatever reason,
are relative. Yeah, about 2 minutes
each.
Yeah,
yeah. Usually on stage, you can't really kind of go to match more than 2 minutes. And I think we could probably do two straight days, starting right now, of nonstop punk songs.
All right.
I'd be happy without repeating anything. But since it's Give Me Five or Six or Seven, and it's in Los Angeles, you got to start with X. You got a punk song you want to hear? 818-955-KLOS.
Just Give Me Five on KLOS, Kevin and Sluggo in the afternoon.
And it is all punk songs, and I posted this earlier today. Got a whole bunch of great suggestions, including one from DB, who suggested Sonic Reducer from the Dead Boys. You know, you can't do any punk without some Dead Boys.
Correct.
So there you go on KLOS.
Hey, it's me, 95.5 KLOS, Southern California's rock station. It's Kevin and Sligo in the afternoon. We're doing Give Me Five punk songs.
And I heard from one of the guys from the Adolescents. I love that band. Always been a big, huge fan of the Adolescents. And he had rattled off a whole bunch of suggestions. And I said, talk about Ramones, which one to play. Said Rockaway Beach is one I was thinking of. He's like, that's a dynamite choice. And I was thinking, you know, it's a dynamite choice. Anything by Amoeba. That is not only my favorite punk song, or one of them. That is one of my favorite rock records ever.
Yeah.
I have listened to that so damn many times. I love the Sex Pistols and Pretty Vacant. So I got a request for 999. The question was either Homicide or Hollywood.
Mm-hmm.
But we decided, since, you know, Hollywood, how about Hollywood? 999. It's punk songs. KLOS. What do we call this?
It's Give Me Five.
Oh, yeah. Give Me Five. Or this is six, though. This is number six already.
However many minutes.
That one is for Brian. Got so many great suggestions. Brian said anything from Dead Kennedys, Holiday in Cambodia, or that one, California Uber Alice. I want to thank everybody on social media. They sent in so many great suggestions.
A lot of them. And we played a lot more than five.
Yeah, definitely.
Punk rock does not care about our stupid rules.
And if I could have, there wasn't a single request I saw, which is so unusual that I'm like, oh, no, I wouldn't do that. I would have loved to have done every single one of them. So thank you very much.
Man tries to get flight attendants to join Mile High Club. On Spirit flight to Orlando, agents say.
Oh, Spirit, a.k.a. Airbike.
Yeah, Spirit is scary.
Yeah.
A man on a flight from Louisville, Kentucky to Orlando was arrested after agents say he was disruptive.
Disruptive?
On a flight.
That's like going, hey, baby, come on in here into the turlet and let's do it. Mile High Club.
I'm assuming that anybody that is part of the Mile High Club didn't do it just by hitting on a random stranger.
Hey, what are you doing? Come on over here. Let's do it.
Isn't what you always wanted? A criminal complaint filed in federal court says James Finister was on Spirit Airlines Flight 693 from Louisville, Kentucky to Orlando.
693, huh?
Right.
I see.
The complaint said Finister asked the lead flight attendant if she wanted to join the Mile High Club.
Maybe it was a bad joke. Maybe he was just trying to be funny. Did he provide
and
a
when
condom
she said
suddenly?
No, yeah. He asked another flight attendant.
Oh, jeez.
So I
maybe he's really trying to be hilarious.
Trying to,
you
be
know, Finster.
Funny.
His name is that sounds like a 19,
Sinister.
Sounds like a 20s bad guy name.
In addition to that, he also asked multiple questions about the plane's cockpit and how to get in. What the hell? This is a guy who's like dying to get arrested.
Right?
Really, really trying.
I really want to go to jail, man.
When the plane landed, Orlando police officers spoke to Finster, who admitted to his actions.
Did he ask them if they would like to join the Mile High Club?
Well, they weren't in a Mile High.
I know, but you know, let's go back up.
They were not a Mile High. He also told the police he'd taken several shots of alcohol before boarding because he's never flown before.
Oh, jeez.
So really, it was his first opportunity to join the Mile High Club.
Hi, get into the cockpit. Hey, you want to go in the bathroom and right, do it? What right. do you think? I'm nervous as can be.
You know, I would love to have video of that flight and that guy. 95.5 KLOS, Southern California's rock station. It's Kevin and Sligo in the afternoon. And time for What We Learned, brought to you by your Southern California Toyota dealers. They make it easy. I lost one American dollar.
Oh, you were so close.
By not being able to name the superhero in the MCU with the most different types of powers.
You were so, so close.
I got 3 out of 4.
Did you enjoy seeing the dollar from across the room at least?
It went away too quickly. Sorry, what? A coroner sent an official death certificate with an urn and ashes to a man's family.
And it turns out...
wasn't that man. He was alive.
He was fine.
So whose ashes were they?
That's the real question. Whose ashes are down the hall is the other question.
And what's up with Florida? A man on a Spirit Airlines flight tried to join the Mile High Club by asking several of the flight attendants if they'd join him.
You know what's weird? Is that worked totally for me.
Did it?
Oh, yeah.
Wow, that's
like
shocking.
17 different stewardesses in one little bathroom.
In one flight.
Yep. All right, I'm off to pet the kitty, the wonderful kitty of Oz.
Enjoy. See you tomorrow. Peace out.
Kevin, please identify this sound. You know what that is?
No, but it's annoying.
It really is. You know, that's an eagle.
What?
Generally, yeah, in movies and whatever, you hear that.
Yeah.
That's actually a hawk. They usually use a hawk sound.
Is that right?
And because it's cool.
That annoying one is
an
eagle?
Yeah, that's an eagle.
All right.
Sounds like a
chipmunk.
Yeah, or a pissed off chicken or something. Yeah. I don't know. But anyways, when you hear that sound later today, sometime between 5 and 6, you'll be caller 25. We're going to send you to see the Eagles on the long goodbye tour with Steely Dan. That's going to be happening at the Kia Forum this coming Saturday night. And so be listening for that annoying sound once again later on. Dude, how is it possible that tomorrow is already Friday?
Yeah, that is impossible.
It seems like this week went by fast. Are we having a good time in here?
We are.
What?
Absolutely.
What?
Yes.
That's just weird. It's a job. It's supposed to blow. That's odd. Hey, yeah, the phone's been ringing for a little while. Hello, KLOS. Who are you?
Hello.
Hey, who's this? Hey.
Hello.
Hey.
Hello.
Who are you?
Dave.
Hey, Dave?
What? Dave's not here.
Yeah. He's not here.
Why are you calling KLOS, Dave?
I heard the squeak. Hey, do they still have the 60-day rule?
No, don't ask me questions like
do
that.
Do not ask us Stop questions like that. What's wrong with you?
Dude, don't answer the phone and then ask questions
Come
like
on,
that.
You
don't even call it an eagle, call it a squeak.
Don't ask for permission, ask for forgiveness.
There you go.
Forgiveness.
Come on, dude. You got tickets to see the Eagles.
Yeah, awesome. That sound right there.
With special guest Steely Dan on the long goodbye tour.
Awesome, guys.
It's Saturday at the Forum. Can you make it?
Absolutely.
All right.
And can you believe that was an eagle sound? It sounds more like like you said, a squeak.
Yeah.
It's a stupid sound.
Yes, it is.
Eagle, get a clue.
Anyway, congratulations.
Thanks, guys.
Might have heard Marcy play Social Distortion's cover of Ring of Fire earlier today. On this day in rock in 1964, Billboard published their very first country and western albums chart, and Johnny Cash hit the first number one with Ring of Fire. Big day for the Whiskey. On this day in rock in 1964, the Whiskey A Go-Go opened on Sunset. Jimi Hendrix said the song he recorded on this day in rock in 1967 was about a dream he had where he was walking under the sea. The song, of course, was Purple Haze.